We have the privilege of talking let me start over. Here on Morgantown AM, we have the privilege of talking to Brewston Mills soldier Tiffany Rodriguez Rexroad. She's competing at the U.S. Army 2016 Warrior Trails in Texas. Tiffany, thanks for making some time for us. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you.
Well, okay. I see Brewston Mills. I see soldier. I see competition. I say, okay, there's work to be done, and there's a Preston County girl who's going to get it done.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Okay, tell me exactly what's happening in Texas right now for the Warrior Trails, because you're actually competing to go on to what would be a national competition, right?
Yes. What's going on is these are games for disabled soldiers, although I dislike the word disabled. I prefer handicapped. Disabled means unable. But it's for handicapped soldiers, and it's both physical and mental, and we get together, we compete in our games, and then we are selected from that, from our trials here, to go on to those national competitions.
Okay, we need to back up just a step so I can get some background on your history with the Army and
yes.
being a soldier.
Yes. I've been in the Army for 13 years, deployed 3 times. Came back from Afghanistan and was not combat injured. I was injured walking across the street, going to the gym. Some guy not paying attention hit me with his truck.
Oh, man. And so you've always been, and I'm sorry to hear that, and that's out of the blue and changed mm-hmm. your life forever.
Yes. Yes, definitely a life-changing experience.
And Tiffany, you sound like someone who isn't going to let something get you down. If there's an obstacle, that's just a challenge for you. Is that right?
That is definitely right. I'm that type of person. It's like, oh, well, I can't do this. Well, let's see if I can work around it and figure out a way of doing it without, you know, having any issues.
And we're talking with Tiffany. Let me get your full name there, Tiffany. I'm so sorry. I'm an amateur, complete amateur. We're talking with Tiffany Rodriguez Rexroad of Brewston Mills in Texas right now, competing in some trials to go to a national competition for the Army Warrior Transition Command Army Trials. And then that competition hosted in, is that in D.C.? No, it's in New York, right, if you qualify? Okay. That what are the names of the – what's the official name of the competition?
The official name of the competition is the Department of Defense Warrior Games, and then these are just the Army Trials.
Okay. At these Army Trials, we have soldiers and veteran athletes who you're facing off in everything down there. I don't know if you have a specific sport, but there's archery, basketball, cycling, track and field, swimming, shooting, sitting volleyball, and wheelchair basketball. You said earlier you don't like to think of an injury or an illness as a disability. This is something that just presents a different challenge for you. What are you competing in?
I will be competing in hand cycles. That's a cycle that you actually crank instead of with your feet, with your arms. Seated, shot put, and discus, and air rifles.
After your injury, after being hit, what kind of rehab have you gone through, and how has it changed your life and how you go about day-to-day business?
Well, I was in the VA hospital down in San Antonio for 2 months. Going through some outpatient physical therapy there. Then I transferred over to, it's called the Warrior Transition Unit. They're convalescent units. And they're at Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio at Fort Sam Houston. And I go to the Center for the Intrepid, which is the best physical therapy that anyone can get anywhere. It's by hands down the best. But I went there, went through physical therapy, found out about the cycling program, and that got me into everything else that I'm competing in today.
I was going to say everything else. I was expecting to hear, well, this is what I'm competing in. Do you find a lot of athletes there are competing in different categories?
Oh, yeah. Most people here are trying to at least two sports.
What gives you the edge, Tiffany? Do you have an edge?
Well, one is that I'm one of the few female hand bikers there is. So I've got an edge there. And then my other edge is that I just doggedly won't quit.
I think that's typical of an Army soldier. That's typical of a U.S. soldier. We're glad to hear that. We wish you the very best. How do you train for something like this? And have you trained extensively?
I have trained extensively for the hand cycles. I go out on a ride usually about twice a week, and I hand cycle about 20 miles each time I go out, so it's 40 miles a week. For the shot put and discus, I usually practice about once a week, and then for air rifles, about once a week for that as well.
So,
and I've been practicing for about 6 months.
Dang, putting the rest of us to shame, and I'm okay with that. I'll admit that every day of the week. You're training, or have been training, for the Department of Defense Warrior Games, and that takes place in June at the U.S. Military Academy, West Point, New York. In the meantime, you're at Fort Bliss, Texas, where you're in trials right now through
yes.
March 6th through the 10th. So you're going to be busy coming up.
Yeah, they start Sunday, the actual trials. Right now we're doing just different sorts of practices, strength and conditioning training, and mental focus training.
Mental focus training. I could use that on a daily basis. I might get some tips from you later.
All right.
What kind of example do you think the soldiers there set for young people, for people who may be dealing with a handicap, not a disability, as you say? What could we learn from your fellow soldiers?
Just not to give up. Like, these guys, some of them were like, man, I, you know, thought about not coming. And then, you know, I was like, nah, I came anyways. And some of them, you know, they're in pain, but they keep going. So it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome to see, you know, someone out there who got back injuries on a recumbent cycle. They cycle with their legs, but it's lying down so they can do it with back injuries. Or somebody who's a double amputee out hand cycling or throwing a discus. So it's pretty awesome and amazing just to see it.
Tiffany Rodriguez-Rexro joining us here on WAJR and Morgantown AM. What kind of, you're our eyes and ears there. So I imagine that you are of the attitude, I can do this, I'm going to do this, this isn't going to be a challenge that stops me. As you look around at your fellow soldiers, you said some of them are competing and going through these trials in pain. What kind of injuries are our soldiers overcoming to be this athletic and successful?
We have, like I said, people with amputees, some people with burns, some people with PTSD, a lot of ortho, which is like myself, you know, broken bones and stuff that affect the way we walk or the way we move. So just all sorts of handicaps. And like I said, both physical and mental.
The press release that came out said this is the perfect place to highlight the power of resilience and adaptive reconditioning in the recovery of wounded, ill, and injured soldiers and veterans. How do you sum it up? That's the official release. Here's what's happening. You know, we're going to lay it out in pretty language. Is it just kind of a dogfight? And, you know, you have that mentality that of a soldier that I can do this, I'm going to do this, and I don't know, just what's the atmosphere for you?
The atmosphere right now is like one of one big family. We're friendly, we get along, everyone's trying to be helpful to each other, but when the competition starts, it's, I got to put everything into this, and a lot of people are really racing against themselves or working against themselves and their pain and their own emotional issues. So when it comes down to it, you know, it's a competition, but it's more with yourself than with others.
I don't know if you see yourself as someone who sets an example for others, but if I can put that on you, what do you hope others learn from you?
Perseverance.
We wish you the very best of luck. You'll be competing March 6th through the 10th for the U.S. Army Trials for a chance in June to go to the Department of Defense Warrior Games in West Point, New York at the U.S. Military Academy. Best of luck. Will you keep us posted? How can we follow your success?
You can follow my success through the Warrior Games Army Trials has a Facebook page. So I know that they'll be posting stuff on that. And I'll probably be posting stuff on my own Facebook page. So just look for me there. And if you want to give me another call, I can answer questions later.
I will do that. You opened up the door there. I'm sorry for that, but we appreciate it.
All right.
Brewston Mills, you live in Brewston Mills now, or is that where you're from?
That's where I'm from.
Okay.
I live in San Antonio right now.
Okay, I gotcha. I was trying to figure out how that was working because I knew you had talked about having treatment in Texas and so on and so forth. So anytime we can boost Preston County, I think it's a great thing to do. So we're proud of you, and thank you for setting a good example for the rest of us. Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
You don't need luck, though. You've been working hard for this.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, we'll find out when you're headed to New York, right? Let's just be wishful thinking, and just if you say it, then you do it, right?
Right.
Make it a reality. Tiffany, we do appreciate it. Best of luck. We'll run this in the morning, and we'll keep in touch, okay?
Okay.